So, yeah, this is really important information, is that how we receive the transmission from the master, from the ascended headmaster, Yogi Bhajan. What he's saying, right now there's a transfer of power, so to speak, in all ways, and of course we see it in the world around us as banks and other institutions that don't serve everybody are collapsing. But the transfer of power has also been held in the center of the earth, the frequency, Gaia. The mother that we live on has basically been kind of holding everything together for us, and she's ready to let her children, give birth to her children, so they can grow up. And so we have a few more adults running the planet, you know, so things aren't running amok. And so what's happening is the crystal, the core of the earth is a crystalline frequency. It's called the iron core crystal. So, and I saw this in a vision too, that the mother, Gaia, is actually releasing the power that's been held in the center of the earth to the higher crystalline frequencies. She's releasing those, and those that are aware and can hold the higher crystalline frequency are receiving them. And the way we receive the tantric transmissions from the master is we breathe up through our feet those crystalline frequencies from the mother connecting with the earth. We lift up on our diaphragm, hold them in our heart chakra, and feel them in our bodies, and then up through our third eye, and then, of course, at our crown, which we're connecting with the higher dimensions there, and then back down through our feet. So we're basically a channel, and we're like a receiving station. So as we allow this energy to move from the center of the earth up to the central sun of the Milky Way galaxy, we are the ones that are helping to stabilize the ascension process on the earth. And the more that we can be a conduit for stabilizing these frequencies, that's, like I said at the beginning, there's many people, but not everybody is aware of what their assignment is or what their destiny is. That was the original, what I was shown, the original need for these calls, is for us to be aware that we, our assignment, our destiny, the gift, the power that we have to hold these ascension frequencies in our physical body. They need, the mother needs, you know, people in physical form to help stabilize these frequencies so that there'll be less trauma on the earth as we move from the third to the fourth dimension. So, does that answer your question? Probably already muted yourself out.
Well, is that because you breathe through your feet, sort of like a first chakra grounding to clear your body so that it can rise up to your crown chakra? Like you said, you breathe through your feet. Is that
you breathe up from the earth and let the breath come up from the earth into the feet first, and then up through the feet and legs, yes, which is the first chakra, like the roots of the tree. It's the first chakra of the feet and legs, which connect us with the mother. Then we let, so we're, as we move through from the Piscean to the Aquarian Age, 2012, everything's just a reversal of direction. So we've been going out, into individuation, into, you know, all these whatever expressions of becoming like completely as doing whatever we want, so to speak. And the 2012 is a reversal. The ascension is a reversal of direction. We're not going back in and down through. So before we've been taught to meditate, you know, just focus on your third eye and go out your crown. And now we're being, okay, now come back down in and start, instead of focusing on your third eye and your crown first, breathe in so you can feel the frequency of the divine goddess, of the divine feminine. Feel that in your body first. Then bring that vision of the divine feminine to the third eye and connect that with source, and then back down. So everything's just, so the end of the Mayan calendar means it just, instead of end of the Mayan calendar, the real information is it's a change of direction. It's the end of that direction from out, out, out. Now we're coming back in and back to the mother, to the divine feminine.
I have a question. I'm new. I was listening this first time last week. Is this recording, can I listen to this again later? Because there's some information you're imparting here that, first off, I'm floored because I use a lot of this languaging in my yoga classes without, like, not to the full extent that you just have, but just intuitively knew about, you know, bringing the energy up from the earth through our feet and being a conduit, you know, and all this. And I'd like to integrate this more into, you know, my practices and my teaching. And so I'd love to listen to this later and take notes.
I agree with you. There are, you can join the two resources for getting the information out for yourself and others. We have a beautiful, beautiful goddess who types up the notes, and you can receive those when you join the Shakti Activation Yahoo group. So you go to Yahoo Groups, and it's Shakti Activation.
Awesome.
That's written notes. The verbally recorded sessions of this call are on a website which is called kundalinibliss.org. And there's 2 years of calls on that site.
Oh, fantastic.
So you will get tired of listening. No, you'll be ecstatically enjoying opening up the portals of communication with the divine feminine.
Right on.
Yeah. So, any other questions to kind of establish what we're doing?
When I had mentioned Aima, meditation, are we nurturing the divine feminine with meditation too, like such as that?
Yes, we are. And depending on what you know, Yogi Bhajan directs me to do before the call, he gives us like a whole new meditation that's not written anywhere, and then we can practice that for till the next week or for 40 days or whatever we want. So some of those are, you know, on the recordings. And then sometimes we do different chants like Rama Dasa and everything that we already know and that we've already been given, but he'll give us specific, you know, so I never know if we're going to be instructed to do a whole different type of breathing or meditation or if we're going to use a chant that we already know. So, yeah.
Can you say the name of that website one more time, Kundalini?
Kundalini Bliss. Kundalini Bliss, one word. BLISS.org.
Okay, great. Thanks.
Okay, any other questions? Comments?
Hi, I don't know if you can hear me, Lucia.
Lucia! Yes, I can hear you.
Good. I'm in Chile at a gas station. We'll stay here.
Oh, in Chile at a gas station. That must be where the Divine Feminine wants to be activated now. Wow, what a service.
I'm in a service station, so service me I am, I guess. I just wanted to kick in. I don't know if you can hear me well or not.
I can hear you very well. Yeah, it's at a service station in Chile, servicing the Divine Mother.
Yeah, I still don't know. I mean, I actually hear because the path, the bus, you know, the path for the Andes is closed right now to snow, and I'm stuck here, and I'm on a place to stay, but I'm basically without a direction or without clarity. So what you're talking about, the clarity of our purpose right now, is right up my alley. I'm searching for that.
Great. Beautiful. Thank you. Yes. So today we have a full moon in Capricorn, and I'm going to talk a little bit about what's going on. The master is definitely here. Oh, my chakras are buzzing. Yay. A chakra buzz.
Chakra buzz.
What's the buzz all about? It's a chakra buzz. The master is here with us, buzzing our chakras. Okay, he wants me to say something else right now. Thank you, sir. Okay, we have we're in Cancer, and we have a Capricorn full moon, which I'm going to talk about in a minute, what that means. What he wanted me to share first was that moving, as I said, changing directions, 2012 is a change in direction, and moving from the third to the fourth density, dimension, whatever you want to call it, higher frequencies, less density, is an interactive experience. He's saying that there's a misconception among, you know, certain people, not us, of course, but he just wants me to make it clear to have it recorded, because many people listen to these calls, that it's interactive, and it has to do with us connecting our consciousness in an interface with fourth dimension, fifth dimension, with other beings, with the field of consciousness, with that dimension. And he said he's wanting to make it really clear that as we breathe and connect with a mother, that that's an example of a fourth dimensional experience. And it's something to just explain. He's saying this is mostly for people to explain to their students, because he says people are so kind of hypnotized by our 3D conditioning that we've had for the last, whatever, 2,000 or 26,000 years, that it's good to even things that we know to speak it and let people know that consciousness is an interactive experience. And when you know that key and it's spoken verbally, it creates a clarity of what a co-creator being is. And this call is also, we were told a little while ago, maybe a couple months ago, that these calls are also Ascended Master training calls. We are the next Ascended Masters we've been waiting for. Change the phrase a little bit. You're the Ascended Masters. We're the Ascended Mistresses, or whatever, Goddesses, Ascended Goddesses. We're the Ascended Goddesses we've been waiting for. Yeah, I like that better than Masters. Thank you. Yeah. Woo! That kind of releases some energy. Ah, I can breathe now. I feel less constricted. Okay. Yay! Yeah. I love those waves of release, you know, when my heart opens. I feel it rippling throughout the group. Oh, yeah. So, as we understand that we're co-creators, That's the pivotal experience, that we're co-creating with consciousness, with other beings, with the earth, that we're learning right now how to interact with the mother, with the planet in a different way. We're learning how to interact with Yogi Bhajan. We're learning how to interact with the fourth dimension. So it's a communication back and forth. So we have to know how to know what we need and what's going on with us and our bodies and our chakra system, and we have to be able to listen to what's needed from the field around us, because we're moving into a new frequency field. So the fourth dimension, these other dimensions, are fields. And they exist, but as we become more aware of them and begin to interact with them, the field of consciousness, of the fourth dimensional consciousness, the heart chakra consciousness, as we interact with them, we actually bring them into being in 3D. So now we have a more expanded world, a more heart chakra world, a more loving world, all that we're trying to achieve. So, he wanted me to explain that. So, thank you. He's saying, okay, thank you. Now proceed. Thank you, sir. I now have permission to proceed. Funny, isn't it? Okay. Let me take a breath. Everybody take a breath. And exhale. He's saying he's clearing patterns, some 3D patterns that we've been carrying, you know, maybe individually or in the group or in the field. So right now, everybody just take a breath and just exhale. And if you feel, if anybody feels any, like, tension around their heart or any other place in their body or their chakras, you can just exhale. He's doing some clearing right now to open up, to open us up to these fields, to these higher density fields of being, and they're fields of feeling, but it's consciousness feeling, which is what he wanted me to talk about today. So now, to get to the subject at hand, but it's all the subject at hand, the subject at heart, we'll say it that way. The subject with heart, the subject with heart, okay. Just not to get to the subject with heart. The heart of the matter, but it's the heart of the mother. And so with this Cancer Capricorn interface being in the astrological zodiac configuration of Cancer, interfacing with the Capricorn full moon, the heart of the mother that we talked about with the astrology last week, which if you want to listen to that call, it's on the website, is that it's what we're moving into in this field of consciousness is how to actually participate in bringing the consciousness of nurturing the divine feminine, the divine mother, the divine consciousness, the sacred consciousness back onto the planet. It's been here, you know, thousands of years ago. But that's what this particular configuration at this moment is about. So Capricorn is an earth sign, as we know. And Cancer is about nurturing, and it's a very nurturing mother. It's a water sign. So water, we've worked with the tattvas before, but we have the water element, which is the emotions, how we flow. But water needs a container, needs to be contained. And the earth is our container for how we work with or flow with our water element, our emotions. And, okay, what Yogi Bhajan was clearing a minute ago was some, okay, he's saying he was clearing some chaotic emotional energy. Okay, don't take it personally. Not that any of us goddesses ever feel chaotic emotionally, but, you know, in case you might know somebody that ever comes up in one of your classes. So that's what this is about.
So the earth is a container for the water element.
Yes. Yes. Well, we're learning how to contain the emotions in a way that flows with sacredness and dignity and divinity on the planet, and that's like the lesson that, you know, needs to be in the field of the planet so that the earth can move into these higher frequency energies and we can transform the planet from emotional chaos to direction, so we can choose how we flow with the water element in a way that's supportive and nurturing for the planet and everybody on the planet. And that's our lesson for today. That's the sun is telling us, and the earth.
I'm a Cancer, and I admit to emotional chaos from last year.
Okay.
What did she say? I couldn't hear her.
She said she acknowledges, she admits to emotional chaos. She's a Cancer and she admits to emotional chaos. So that's what we're working with today in this moment. And of course, this is the ongoing, basically pivotal, lesson thing that as a humanity, that humanity needs to learn. So we're kind of the, you know, drop the Coke bottle in the consciousness of the planet crew, so we can anchor in this knowledge of how to work with the tattva, the water element, in a way that flows into an experience that's nurturing and sacred and divine and supportive for ourselves and the planet. And the more people learn how to work with the water element and direct, Yogi Bhajan's saying, the pivotal word here is, he's saying, don't say work with. He said, tell them what they're supposed to do. Yes, sir, thank you. Don't you like how the master works with us? He's saying, say direct. He's saying, it's, Capricorn is a direction. He's saying the Capricorn energy is a direction, and it's been misused as a container that's been misdirected. It's been usurped by the patriarchy, taken over, and we're now reclaiming that ability for the divine feminine to direct the emotions, the water element, in a way that's nurturing. So just in this moment, just breathe in and feel that you're literally, like he's saying, literally feel that you're grabbing it and taking it back. Like you're, he's showing me this image of grabbing the reins of a runaway horse. And he said, imagine that you're grabbing the reins of runaway emotional energy, and you're claiming it back and saying that, you know, we can direct the emotional energy with ourselves and the planet to bring healing and not chaos. Okay, thank you, sir. He says, okay, thank you. Okay, so take a breath and just imagine that you're grabbing the reins of a runaway horse. All this runaway emotional energy on the planet that people don't realize how powerful their emotional energy is. And he's saying that in terms of the interface with the other dimension, that these beings of light that are not familiar with being in 3D embodiment, they want what they see. It's an interchange. The co-creation is an exchange, like being an exchange student, like we're going to these other dimensions as an exchange student, and they're coming here. They want to experience more of the energy, the emotional energy, more of the passion of connecting with what we have access to. And we want to experience more light, more lightness of being. So the exchange is, we learn how to flow more light through the water of our emotions, and then they want to feel it more, but they don't want to feel all the mud that gets stirred up. So we get to feel the lightness of being,
mm-hmm.
And they get to feel the clear. They want to feel the clear waters. They want to feel the joy. The beings, the light beings that are in other dimensions that we're interfacing with, the field of consciousness. But it makes it more understandable. The consciousness is being held. These other dimensions are being held. The consciousness, the dimensions are being held by beings of light. So just how we as the Shakti Activation Group is holding a certain consciousness to activate the Divine Feminine, that awareness, when we're teaching yoga and thinking about it and connecting with animals and the different things that we're doing, to bring that consciousness of nurturing back onto the planet, there's beings of light that are holding, we're holding that are holding the fields, the frequency fields of the different dimensions in place. So therefore, we can experience them. Consciousness is held in place by basically beings, different types of beings, like there's, you know, whatever you want to call it, like angels or like ascended masters, like Yogi Bhajan. He's holding this portal, this access point for us to move through and play for us in this moment. And I love to call it portals for mortals. So as we work with this, we're actually creating a portal or an opening to move through the different layers, the levels of consciousness. Okay. Okay, we got some background noise, so somebody needs to star 6, but we're doing fine. Except for maybe one. Okay, good. Okay, so. Oh, okay, another breath. He's doing more clearing. He's doing a lot of emotional clearing today. Wow, breathe, deep breathe. Lift up the heart chakra. Wiggle your toes. Lift up the diaphragm. Move your shoulders. Move your head from side to side. Okay, he's telling me that that some people, when they were little, like I think it's 2-year-olds or something, weren't allowed to say no. That's and let their feelings move through their body. You know how little babies and kids are, they cry, and so they release whatever trauma or energy. They're like how a dog shakes off shakes or animals shake when they've had some trauma. That we weren't allowed to allow these strong waves of emotion to just freely move through our bodies, and we had to lock our bodies in place, and we couldn't say no or set a boundary until we were done. So he's just releasing that. He's saying, I'm releasing the inappropriate lock. He goes, there's, you guys know what the three bandhas are, but this is different. He goes, you got locked, and you couldn't flow as children. And so he goes, that just totally messed you up. So he's releasing that mess up. He goes, I'm releasing that mess up right now. So for yourself and anybody, you know, in the field, whether you feel you had this or not, again, we're surrogating for the field. We're midwifing this divine feminine. Yeah, so just go ahead and, you know, breathe in, lift up on the diaphragm. Open your heart chakra, roll your shoulders, you know, and move your head to the right and to the left to release that feeling of not being able, you know, when you move your head from side to side, it's like you're saying no, right? You're saying no, yes? You're saying no, yes? So just go ahead and free up the nose. And know that it's safe to say no. Know that it's safe to say no. This is a very funny conversation today. Know that it's safe to say no. Oh, wow. Okay. And just let that go. Okay, that's getting better. Ah. And I remember Yogi Bhajan telling us one time, too, that in olden times, I don't know when, that when people used to walk, it was more like dancing. And I always teach that, and I'm sure the people that have been at the trainings remember, and I always get everybody up dancing. But he said people didn't just walk in these sort of linear, kind of robotic type of patterns. When people walked, they danced. So they really were moving through space in a way that they were connecting with the field. So they would flow. That walking was more of a flow. So there's really something that's going to be happening more as we free up this energy. We're more comfortable with expressing the fourth dimension on the planet. We won't have to just go to a yoga class or a dance class to move more in harmony with the field of nature. Just as we just walk and move, it'll be more of being able to feel what's happening around us as we move through space. So that's kind of interesting. Okay, keep breathing. Thank you. Wow, okay. I'm going to start talking today a little bit more about working with these feelings in connection with the chakras, and then we're going to have a few minutes of the Adi Shakti chant with this Cancer Capricorn to anchor in more of the vibration of the Divine Feminine on the Earth. And then next week, next Tuesday, we'll continue to talk about this new languaging. It's heart-to-heart communication. It's how we can interact with the field and stay connected with the flow of our emotions with the water tattva, so we don't have to muddy the waters, as I said a minute ago. So for those of you that have studied Marshall Rosenberg's work, Nonviolent Communication, I've studied that quite a bit and worked with that a lot with counseling people. And what I have done is I have put together the chakra element of it. So what you're So people can notice what they're feeling and what chakra that corresponds to. I felt that that's a really important, there's a couple important elements that I added to his work from the yogic point of view. The first is for people to get connected with their heart chakra, and their heart opens. So when I teach it, I always teach a kriya for opening your heart chakra. And then I talk about what emotions are connected to what chakras, so people have a reference point of what they're feeling. Since our feelings have been so kind of suppressed in this culture, the flow of the feminine has been suppressed. We actually need more distinctions and more ways to language and to notice within ourselves what we're feeling, and then we can know how to work with what we're feeling to get what we need and to flow the feelings in a way that keeps the water clear. So, as an example, if we're feeling, if we're in our first chakra, that's, you know, feet and legs, connection with the earth, like we've been talking about. So if we're feeling safe and comfortable and content and warm and in a confident, relaxed, trusting state, that means we're connected with the earth, we're connected with our first chakra, we're connected with the mother, we're connected with we know how to walk. We're being intuitively guided how to walk, where to walk on the earth so we get our needs met. That's the first chakra. That's the base chakra. That's the first thing that people need to get connected to. And now we're getting connected in a new way. And if people are not connected to their first chakra, they might have feelings of being afraid, uncertainty, not knowing which direction to go. They might be dissatisfied, cold, insecure, feelings of tension. So there's an example of being aware of when we're connected with our first chakra and when we're not connected with our first chakra. Okay, good. I just wanted to make sure I didn't get disconnected. All of a sudden it got really quiet. I think I'm still there. Okay, good. Thank you. Okay, and then the second chakra, which is what we're working with today, with Cancer, the water element. So the first chakra is the earth. And what we said a minute ago with this current astrological configuration is the emotions, the water element, needs a container, which is the earth. So we think about the streams and the waterways and the ocean, or the water in our own body needing a container to flow in. So once you have a container that feels connected, now you can work with allowing the feelings to flow. And that's what we just did a minute ago when we freed up the body to move how it needs to move. If the body needs to move away, if the body needs to shake its head no, if the body needs to move on another path, the body is freed up to move. So now the emotions and the body are starting to move together. So that's a very kind of simple or beginning example of co-creation. We start with, you know, body, mind, spirit. We start connecting and co-creating with our own body. Then we can learn how to do that outside of us with the earth. So we have the inner and the outer connection. So the second chakra, we can move into the water element. And now the water has to do with exploring. So now it's safe to explore the world because we're connected with being able to move in a direction that's nurturing for us. So water will just go everywhere, like when you spill a glass of water, right? It goes everywhere. So we can direct the flow of our emotions. So in the second chakra, if people are able to direct their flow of their emotions, the flow of the water element, they might feel affectionate. They might feel adventurous, alive, amused, excited, curious. So those are some of the feelings that you might notice in yourself and others when they have a good connection with the water element, second chakra. Not feeling connected, not feeling free to flow, people might feel aggravated, anxious, aloof. They might feel an aversion to something, an allergy to something. They might feel some confusion. So there's a couple examples of how to become aware of the tattvas, the elements, and how to work with them and notice in relationship to what chakras we might want to free up or balance or activate. Let me get my music. Or activate. So next week we're going to move more into this discussion with some of the other chakras, and we'll see what else the master has for us. But right now he wants us to go ahead, you know, for the last few minutes of the call, wants us to go ahead and together as a group chant the invoke. I said chant, he says just invoke the Adi Shakti, the divine feminine. He said this is a powerful moment with this full moon. As a group to invoke the power of the Adi Shakti, the divine feminine, and to put her first. Adi is first. As we say in Ardas, after first worshiping the Adi, after first worshiping the Adi Shakti, meditate on the Nam. That means the goddess comes first. Then you bring it into form. The Nam, the name. Okay, so that's what we'll chant for a few minutes, and then we can still talk if anybody has any questions or wants to discuss anything. We can still have a few minutes to do that. So Adi Shakti Mantra, everybody.
Come back.
inhale. Hold the frequency. This is a frequency reset point. Frequency reset point. Using the power of the sun and the moon. Cancer, Capricorn. Good, good. Feel it in your body. Squeeze the roots, root lock. Pull it up. Diaphragm, neck, through the end of Jalandhara Bandha for all you yogis out there. Good, good. Hold it. Okay, let it go. Thank you, thank you. Wow, wow. Thank you. And enjoy the spiral Kundalini. Field, resetting the field to a higher frequency in this moment that we're all holding together. Excellent. And then you can let go and just keep deep breathing and keep feeling the field. And Vibhajan's here acknowledging everybody, thanking everybody. And enjoying us and feeling grateful. Feeling grateful for working with us. Okay, well, thank you, sir. That's a compliment. He's saying everybody made rapid progress today. Those are his exact words. He said everybody made rapid progress today. So thank you. Thank you, sir. Beautiful. Okay. And let go. Good. Would anybody like to share anything that they felt or experienced or comments or questions? We'll take a few minutes for comments and questions if you like, or we can just close either way. Take a breath if anybody would like to share something. You are invited. Go ahead.
He hit something personal that happened to me when I was a child around 2 years old. And where I wasn't allowed to say no, and it was just so amazing to feel that little piece. I thought everybody cleaned me out over the last 2 weeks. But
thank you. Yeah, it felt that this call went really deep today. Got just another layer. Thank you. Really deep. Thank you. Beautiful. I feel that. I felt the shifts myself. You're shifting a lot of energy today.
Wow.
Nice, nice clearing. Thank you, Linda. Wow.
Thank you, everybody. I found too.
You felt that too? Yeah, good. Excellent. Wonderful. Anybody else like to share anything before we close with a long sat nam?
Thank you for letting me be a part of this. This is my first week, and it was great.
Oh, good. I'm so happy you have found us and joined us. Thank you.
Thank you.
I love the reframe, by the way, everybody, of the Ascended Goddess call. Thank you. That feels really liberating. We're not the Ascended Masters. We're the Ascended Goddess.
Oh, it is.
Yay. From Ascended Master, you know. We were told we're Ascended Masters in training. You know, that we're getting trained. But we're like the Ascended Goddesses. I love it. That's nice.
Happy birthday to Guru Ratana.
Happy birthday to Guru Ratana. Thank you, Sam.
Oh, that's right. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to Guru Ratana and all cancers. Zodiacal nurturers.
Do we have cancers on the line right now?
I know Lucia is a cancer. I don't know if she's at a bus station in Chile. I don't know. Going back to Uruguay, I think. She's been traveling around South America. So I don't know if she's still on, but...
Can I ask a quick question? I'm going to teach a class right now, and after my class,
all the people that were doing teacher training here are going to be coming for a full moon meditation and a tantric healing circle. But I was going to do a meditation at the end of my class. Could you suggest one that might go well? If I'm going to obviously work on first and second chakras, maybe.
Right.
What meditation would you suggest for in honor of the Cancer Capricorn full moon?
Well, I think the Ayi Ma, I think you suggested that a minute ago. I think that's a really great one, where people put their hands on their hearts and they can feel the earth energy. And then ending with a little Adi Shakti, so people can really anchor in the divine feminine. And this is a good day with the full moon to awaken the Shakti, because we have so much power with the full moon to break through any blocks, which is what, you know, we were doing on the call today, using the power to break through. So that would be great, yeah. Thank you for asking.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, everybody. Okay, inhale. Sa nam. Sa nam. Sa nam. Inhale. Feel the Shakti power. And let it go. Thank you, everybody. Very successful Shakti activation call today. We'll be back here next Tuesday for our Tuesday Tantric transmission. And to keep anchoring in the higher frequencies on the planet. So thank you, everybody. I think we're complete for today.
Wahe Guru Satnam.
Wahe Guru.
Wahe Guru.
Yes. Wahe Guru Satnam.
I love you all.
Love you all. Talk to you later. Satnam.
Bye, Adi.
Satnam. Bye.